I was reading a very familiar passage of scripture this morning for my devotions, John 10:10, which says that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, and I have come that you may have life and have it at the fullest. And I've read that passage and that scripture many, many times, and I have to be honest, there was a temptation within me to kind of gloss over it and, you know, not read it in context and not allow it to kind of speak to me. But I went ahead and I read it and thought about it a little bit, read it a couple times, allowed it to kind of sink in, you know. And then I read some commentary to it, and the commentary author wrote that, you know, in Jesus' day, there was, and this brought an incredibly new picture to my mind and heart about John 10:10 and about Jesus. But shepherds would actually, because if an enemy, if some kind of animal or a wolf or anything would come to try to take the sheep away or kill a sheep, the shepherd would literally build like a makeshift sheep pen that would house the sheep. And they would literally, the shepherd themselves would lay in the gateway to the sheep pen, that makeshift sheep pen. So he would literally lay in the entranceway, in the gate, to the sheep. So the enemy would have to, in order to get into that sheep pen, the enemy would have to go through the entrance and would have to go through the shepherd. And would probably, you know, really have a hard time going through that shepherd if it was a real, you know, a shepherd was really going to protect his sheep. And that just brought just an amazing picture to my mind of how God is my protector and how Jesus longs to protect me and how he lays, literally he is at the entrance and the gateway of my heart, and that's where he sits himself, that's where he stays. He's at the gateway and the entrance of my mind, my will, my emotions, and whatever way the enemy wants to try to get at me, will try to. He has to come through Jesus first. And you know, I've read in scripture before how it says that, you know, the Lord is the one who fights for us, and our job is only to be still and just to allow God to fight for us. And so that was just a neat picture that if the enemy's coming in trying to attack me and trying to get to me, then he's got to come through Christ first. He's got to come through my God, because Jesus is my protector. Jesus not only loves me, but he is standing. I said sitting earlier or laying, but I, you know, really, Jesus is standing at the gate of my heart, the entranceway to my heart, my mind, my will and emotions, and he's ready to protect me and defend me when the enemy comes through. And I just thank God for that. Or when the enemy tries to come through, rather. But I thank God for that promise, and I thank God for John 10:10. And I'm thankful that I didn't just gloss over that, you know, or I didn't fall into that temptation to gloss over that verse, because there's so much richness and truth in God's Word.